第五节。
Verse five.
因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。
For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
That's all the passage we'll read this evening.
今天晚上我们一同来看罗马书第七章。
This evening, we'll look into chapter 7 together.
我们说过罗马书第八、第五章从十二节开始讲到在亚当里。
We mentioned that in Romans 5 from verse 12 onward, it speaks of being in Adam.
第六章说到在基督里。
Chapter 6 talks about being in Christ.
然后第七章说到在肉体里。
And chapter 7 speaks of being in the flesh.
那么这句话呢，就是刚才我们所读的第七章第五节那里告诉我们的。
And just as the passage we read in chapter 7, verse 5,
中文是告诉我们说我们属肉体的时候。
And in the Chinese version, it mentioned being in the flesh.
但是属肉体 flesh.
When we're fleshly.
那么事实上呢，在原文是我们在肉体里的时候。
But according to the original Greek, it's literally in the flesh.
那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成了死亡的果子。
The sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death.
所以这里讲到在肉体和我们的经历发生关系的。
So now, here it speaks of the experience with our flesh.
只要我们在肉体里面。
As long as we're in the flesh.
然后因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致就结成死亡的果子。
The sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death.
所以这里有一个词叫做在肉体里。
So there's this phrase, in the flesh.
我们说过人类堕落的三部曲，先是罪，然后肉体，然后最后是世界。
We mentioned the three movements of the fall of man. First, falling into sin, and then flesh and the world.
在创世纪第六章。
In Genesis chapter 6.
圣经说，人既然成了肉体，所以神的灵就不再与他相争。
Scripture says that man has become truly fleshly, and the Spirit of God must depart from man.
所以圣灵是和肉体相争。
So you can see how the spirit wars with the flesh.
现在人堕落到一个地步，圣灵不再和肉体相争。
So now the man has fallen to such an estate that the spirit departed from the flesh.
所以你就知道人不止堕落在罪里面。
So you know that man has not only fallen into sin.
然后还堕落到肉体里面。
Man has also fallen into the flesh.
最后呢，人堕落到世界里。
And in the end, man fell into the world.
所以死罪是十字架的仇敌。
So sin is an enemy of the cross.
肉体是十字架的仇敌。
The flesh is an enemy of the cross.
世界也是十字架的仇敌。
Likewise, the world is an enemy of the cross.
那么到底什么是肉体呢？
But what is the flesh?
我想全本圣经里面没有一章圣经像第七章这样把肉体讲得那么清楚的。
There is not another chapter in the entire Bible that describes the flesh like Romans chapter 7.
你要替肉体下定义，你要根据罗马第七章。
If you want to give the flesh a definition, you have to go to Romans 7.
到底什么叫做肉体？
What is the flesh?
然后你就知道说，自从创世纪第三章开始，
You can see from Genesis 3 onward.
人犯了罪。
Man sinned.
你知道，因着一人的悖逆，我们都成了罪人。
Because of the transgression of one man, all become sinners.
所以该隐是罪人。
So Cain is a sinner.
亚伯也是罪人。
Abel is a sinner.
所有亚当的子子孙孙通通是罪人。
All the descendants of Adam are sinners.
但是不止如此。
But not only this.
因着是罪人的缘故，所以该隐就犯罪了。
Because they're sinners, Cain committed sin.
所以该隐就做了人类第一个凶手。
So Cain became the first murderer in history.
所以在这些人身上就一个一个犯罪的果子。
So they bear all these fruit of sin.
但现在我们要问。
But now we have to ask.
这个罪既然进到亚当里面。
The sin has entered into Adam.
亚当吃了善恶树果子以后。
Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
怎么会是罪，然后后来是肉体呢？
Why would it become sin and then flesh?
这里经过了创世纪一共三章的篇幅。
It went through three chapters from Genesis 3 to 6.
这里可以说经过一段很长很长的日子。
It went through a long time.
然后圣灵叹一口气说，现在人变成肉体了。
And the Holy Spirit sighed and said, man has truly become flesh.
圣灵就不和人相争。
So the Holy Spirit wouldn't war with flesh anymore.
所以肉体是经过时间发展的结果。
So you see the flesh developed itself.
我们以为起初我们不过是个罪人。
We thought that we were just sinners at the beginning.
因为我们犯了罪，我们当然就是罪人了。
Of course we sinned and therefore we're sinners.
或者说因着罪人我们就犯了罪了。
Or alternatively we're sinners therefore we sin.
那么我们只想到我们是罪人。
We only know that we're sinners.
我们只想到我们犯那么做的罪。
We only think of the sins we've committed.
但是我们不知道人堕落可以堕落到肉体的地步。
But we didn't think that we would fall into the state of the flesh.
那么到底什么是肉体呢？
So what's the flesh?
我想保罗第七章里面，就是第十八节是个最好的定义。
We see that the best definition is in verse 18 of chapter 7.
他说我也知道在我里头。
For I know that in me.
讲到我的时候，他下面立刻说到在肉体之中。
That is in my flesh.
然后接着说没有良善。
Nothing good dwells.
所以什么是肉体呢？
So what is the flesh?
肉体就是没有良善的我。
The flesh is the part of me that has nothing good.
肉体就是被罪侵略，被罪污染的我。
The flesh is the part of me that's been polluted by sin.
我是指着我的人格来说的。
In terms of me, it's my nature.
我是指着我的思想、我的情感、我的意志说。
It refers to my mind, will, and emotion.
所以你把这些人格的所在，把思想、情感、意志放在一起，圣经就称它做魂。
If you put the mind, will, and emotion together, the Bible defines it as our soul.
所以简单的来说，肉体乃是被罪污染的魂。
So simply speaking, the flesh is the soul that has been polluted by sin.
现在我们要问死是从哪里开始的。
So now we have to ask where did death come from?
当神对亚当说你吃那果子日子必定死。
When God told Adam the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
结果亚当活了九百多岁才身体才死亡的。
And Adam lived till his 900s.
但是神说那一天死了就是死了。
But God said the day you eat of it, you will die.
那现在我们要问那天到底什么死了呢？
So what happened that day?
很明显的，我们的灵死了。
And it's very clear that our spirit died.
因为灵乃是与神交通的一个机关。
Because our spirit is the organ by which we fellowship with God.
因为罪的缘故，你看见吗？人就和生命就隔绝了。
Because of sin, we have been cut off from the life.
结果人就离开神，不知道有多远。
And then man fell very far from God.
所以让我们记得那一天亚当的身体没有死。
You know that that day Adam's body didn't die.
他眼睛明亮了，看见自己是赤身露体的。
His eyes were open and he saw himself being naked.
他对自己充满了知觉。
He became so self-conscious.
所以那天亚当的魂没有死。
So that day his soul is still alive.
他身体没有死。
His body is still alive.
但是那天我们知道说他灵死了。
But on that day his spirit died.
有一个真实的故事，大概是在在美国，在加州那一带，有一天有个母亲带着几个孩子去踏青，去到旷野里面去。
There is this true story where a mother brought her children to a place in California.
大概这个妈妈是广东人，因为广东人喜欢吃。
We guess that the mother is from it's Cantonese because the Cantonese love to eat.
所以结果他们就采了一些蘑菇回来。
They picked some wild mushrooms.
他没有想到那个蘑菇是有毒的。
They didn't know that these mushrooms are poisonous.
那妈妈做了一盘菜，那么你吃的越多，表示你越爱你的妈妈。
And the mom made a dish, and you have to eat a lot of it because you want to show her.
她大女儿就吃了很多。
And then the eldest daughter ate a lot.
后来她就中毒了。
And she was poisoned.
后来没有多久，她就死了，就过世了。
And the daughter died.
但是当她女儿死的时候，整个的过程里面。
But in the process by which she died.
那个毒第一个攻击就是她的肾器官。
The poison first attacked her kidneys.
所以等到那个器官死了以后，慢慢慢慢的死就延伸到全身。
So after her kidneys failed, then death spread from her body.
所以神既然说你吃的日子必定死，我们知道说亚当是身体是九百多岁以后死，所以我们知道那天亚当死了，因为他的灵死了。
So likewise, God said, "The day you eat of it, you'll surely die." On that day, Adam's spirit died.
所以你就看见说，在吃果子那天灵死了。
So on that day, the spirit died.
但是过了九百多年以后，他的身体死了。
But after 900 years, his body died.
所以可见死在他身上发动的时候，慢慢慢慢发展到一个地步，最后呢，亚当就完全躺在地上。
So you can see death at work in Adam, and in the end, his body died and was buried.
所以那个知识善恶树的果子。
So the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
已经在人的里面产生一些效用。
Has already started its work in Adam. It already started its work.
起头叫我们眼睛瞎了，看不见神。
In the beginning, it blinded our eyes so we cannot see God.
当人的灵一失去功用。
But when the soul has lost its function,
然后那个罪很自然地就侵略到我们的魂。
And then sin, when the spirit lost its function, attacked the soul and then the body.
结果它攻击到我们的情感的时候,
and then it would attack our emotions.
本来情感是非常单纯非常纯洁的,
in the beginning, our emotions were so pure.
尤其是夫妻之间的情感,
especially emotions between a man and wife.
父母和儿女中间的情感,
especially emotions between parents and children.
那个爱是纯洁的爱,
that love is a pure love.
因为那个爱应该彰显宇宙中神的大爱,
because that love is a reflection of the love of God.
神是爱,
God is love.
他把这火花给了我们,
he gave a spark of his divine love in us. That's our emotion.
是我们的情感乃是照着神的形象来造的,
so our emotions are made in the image of God.
当我们爱的时候,
but when we love,
人能想起神爱,
so men can think of the love of God.
但是自从罪进到人, 罪进到我们的情感里,
but when sin entered into our emotions,
慢慢的我们情感就改变了,
our emotions become deformed.
有的在夫妻之间的爱就发展到婚姻之外的爱,
a lot of the love between man and wife has developed into affairs.
那个爱实在说来是被罪完全污染的,
that love has been contaminated by sin.
本来父母爱儿女是有原则的爱,
and when parents love their children, it's principled.
但是因为罪进到这个家庭里面,
but because sin entered into the family,
仍旧有人伦的关系,
there is still that relationship.
但是弟兄姊妹许多的爱就变成溺爱,
a lot of love between, between parents and children becomes a spoiled love. A lot of mothers love their daughters.
她惯她女儿惯到一个地步,她不是爱她,她是恨她。
But mothers would love their daughters to such an extent that you would think that she's hating her. So our love has become deformed.
那不止如此,
not only so, our mind has been deformed by sin as well. Because when sin stirs in you,
你巴不得宇宙中没有神,
you would wish that God is not in the universe.
我还记得有一度我到新在旧金山有一个弟兄年轻弟兄开我们主日到去参加聚会,
I remember when I was in San Francisco, there was this brother who drove me to the meeting place.
他开车非常快的,
he was driving very fast.
然后没有多久我就听见在他的那个车子里面有个机器就响了,
and then I heard some beeping sounds in the car.
那我说你为什么机器会响呢,
I asked what does that sound mean.
他机器响的是告诉前面有警察,
that beeping sound is signaling there are cops
around.
Then he slammed the brakes.
弟兄姊妹,
it's only because he's speeding that he thought about the cops.
他想着警察就要被抓到,
he didn't want a ticket, so he bought the machine.
然后他里面很不平安啊,
and he was so unpeaceful inside.
然后他告诉我, 他说弟兄, 你知道吗, 我做基础要准时聚会的。
And then he felt bad inside, so he told me, Brother Chen, you know, I have to go to the meeting on time. If I'm late to my meeting, then I don't give glory to God.
我就知道良心在他里面说话了,
so I know that his conscience is at work.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见吗? 慢慢慢慢的, 我们这个思想会被扭曲的。
So our mind has been deformed by sin.
慢慢的有人说宇宙中没有神,
and gradually if someone would say there is no God,
他能讲出一套的理论来,
he can come up with his own theory.
慢慢有人能说宇宙中神死,
and they said God is dead.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 当一个人堕落犯罪的时候,
see, when you fall and sin,
他不管做什么事,
no matter what you do,
他一定最后会把它美化的,
he would beautify his sin,
最后一定要把它除无罪化的, 好像没有犯过罪一样。
If he would explain away his sin,
他明明叫是黑的, 他一定把它漂白过的,
it's black but he calls it white.
所以这就证明说, 人堕落了以后, 你看见罪就不止污染了我们的情感, 也污染了我们的思想。
So you see how sin contaminated our emotions and our mind.
你看今天人类的思想 被扭曲到什么地步, 你知道今天离开神有多远。
You see how the mind has been deformed by sin. You see how far away man has fell away from God.
当代非常伟大的科学家叫Hawkins,
there is this great philosopher called Hawkins.
他能够告诉我们说宇宙中没有神,
he tells us that there is no God in the universe.
他能够根据他的知识,
he can follow his knowledge.
最后能告诉许多这个很有知识的人,
and then he tells all these learned people,
他说宇宙中没有神, 也没有天堂。
He said, there is no God and there is no heaven.
当我看见那张照片
When I saw the picture,
他坐在他他他当他这个你我们知道他是一个他是一个病可以说是他身上有一种的病
He has this illness.
所以他坐在那里的时候就给你看见说 他是一个病很重的人。
So when you see him in his wheelchair, you can see that he's very sick.
但他头脑非常的清楚。
But his mind is very clear.
他仍旧可以写书。
He can still compose novels.
他告诉我们说他在科学上的发现。
He can tell us his findings in science.
我相信他是诚实的。
I would believe that. I want to believe that he's honest.
他真的没有神，对他来讲是诚实的。
He honestly believed that there is no God in the universe.
他觉得宇宙中没有天，那对他来也是诚实的。
He's honest when he said, I don't believe in heaven.
但是现在我们要问。
But now we have to ask.
一个人怎么最后能够离开神远到一个地步？
How can a man fall so far from God?
他那有一套的理论，不止这套理论叫别人不相信神平安了，叫他不相信神也平安。
How can you cause others to not believe in God and be peaceful about it and cause himself to believe likewise?
没有指望。
When there's no God, there's no hope.
没有神，没有天堂。
When there's no God, there's no heaven.
这人的指望在哪里呢？
Where is his hope?
人走到二十一世纪。
Man has entered the 21st century.
你知道人类的悲哀在什么地方？
You know where the tragedy is?
人类的悲哀就是让人登上宝座。
The tragedy is man has ascended on the throne.
这就是所谓人本主义或者人文主义 humanism.
That's humanism.
现在你看就是整个宇宙是人来做中心的。
You see that in the universe, man has become the center of the universe.
不止如此。
Not only this.
人今天不止觉得人与人这个人自人人类就是中心。
Man has become the center of his own universe.
而且有的人甚至于认为物质就是宇宙的中心。
People would think that matter is the center of the universe.
所以根据这个论调，宇宙这个物质是永远的，物质也是无限的。
So according to this theory, matter is in the center and it lasts forever.
根据圣经，神才是永远的，神才是无限的。
According to scripture, only God is eternal and only God is the center.
现在人把神所创造的当作神，所以结果是什么呢？物质是永远的，物质也是无限的。
Now man has replaced creation with the creator, so matter become an eternal being.
等到 Einstein 把他的发现告诉我们的时候
Only until Einstein came up with his theory.
原来这个宇宙是膨胀的
He discovered that the universe is expanding.
如果它是膨胀的，证明这宇宙是有限的
So when the universe is expanding, it proves that the universe has a limit.
如果宇宙是膨胀的，证明宇宙是有起点的
It also proves that the universe has a beginning.
所以物质不是永远的。
So matters is not eternal.
所以曾经有一度在苏联，爱因斯坦的学说可以说是完全是异端。
So in Russia, people would call Einstein's teaching as heresy.
但是现在呢，科学家可以告诉你，在当初 Big Bang 一声霹雳的时候，头三分钟到底有什么事情会发生？
But now scientists can tell you that the Big Bang in the first 3 minutes of
the Big Bang. 所以这就证明说宇宙是有开始的。
Would prove to you that the universe has a beginning.
只有神是无限的，只有神是永远的。
Only God is eternal and everlasting.
但是当你想到人把他的人生观和宇宙观就建筑在这样的一个思想基础上。
But when man built his knowledge of the universe on such a foundation,
很自然的，慢慢慢慢，人的思想就受了极度的扭曲。
Then the thinking of man becomes twisted.
所以人可以宣布说宇宙中没有神。
So man foolishly declared that there is no God.
所以让我们记得什么叫肉体呢
？So let's remember what is the flesh.
本来神创造我们的时候
，When God created us，
无论是我们的情感，无论是我们的思想，无论是我们的意志。
Whether be it our mind, will, or emotion,
都是根据神创造时候的原始的比例。
It's in proportion according to God's original design.
就按照那个原始的比例来说。
According to God's original design.
人实在是神的杰作。
Man is truly the masterpiece of God.
不光是一个人的身体。
Not only the body.
奇妙的身体。
This amazing body.
而且是一个非常活泼的魂。
And this very alive, a living soul.
因为这的的确确给我们看见，人乃是神的杰作。
Because truly, man is the masterpiece of God.
而且很可惜。
But unfortunately,
你看见，因为罪侵略到人的思想、思情感里面。
But sin has entered into the mind and the emotion of man.
所以你看，这个罪
So the soul has been contaminated. Not only our mind. Not only our emotions. But our will as well. Originally our will was so strong. God created us that we would forever say yes to Him.
那个意志可以叫我们对撒旦说不。
That will, with that will, we can say no to Satan.
我们不能叫鸟从我们不让我们从头上飞过。
We cannot prevent birds from flying over our heads.
但是我们一个像钢铁般的意志，可以对鸟说，你不可以在我头上做我。
But we have an iron will that we can prevent birds from building a nest on our head.
这个完全在你身上。
That will is with us.
所以你千万不能说我情不自己，我没有办法，我掉到里面去了。
So you cannot say, "Oh, I can't help it. I have to do it."
你怎么掉到里面去？
How did you end up there?
如果你是自己人，你怎么掉进去的？
If you have a will, how did you end up making that decision?
你不是你自己的人。
If you are not your own,
你是身不由己的,
you are a slave.
你一点办法也没有的,
you're helpless.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这里给我们看见说, 现在印度人堕落犯罪的时候,
because man has fallen sinned.
慢慢的罪从我们的灵开始,
sin started from our spirit.
叫我们与神断绝了关系,
to cause us to be severed from God.
它位置停在哪里的?
But it didn't stop there.
它继续扩散到我们的魂里面。
It spread to our soul.
污染了我们思想、情感和意志。
And polluted our mind, will, and emotion.
现在人的意志就变得非常非常的脆弱。
Now our will becomes so weak.
我们不是说过 马克吐温说他戒烟戒了几百次。
We know that Mark Twain has this famous saying, I tried quitting cigarettes 100 times.
连保罗也说, 立志行善由得我行出来由不得我。
Even Paul said, I long to do good, but I cannot but do.
为什么这是悲剧呢?
Why is that a tragedy?
当时神创造你, 那个意志不像钢铁一样的意志吗?
When God made you in the beginning, you had an iron will.
你永远对神说是, 永远对撒旦说不。
You would always say yes to God and no to the devil.
这就是我们的主怎样经过试探。
That's how our Lord went through temptation.
40昼夜。
40 days and nights.
首先亚当失败了，幕后的亚当成功了。
Adam failed, but the last Adam were victorious.
所以让我们记得，弟兄姊妹。
So let's remember.
讲到肉体的时候，
when we speak of the flesh,
就不止给我们看见说，我们那天吃日子比你死，我们的灵死了，我们灵失去了与神交通的功用。
So when God said the day you eat of it, you'll surely die. Our spirit died, and we cut off our fellowship with God.
结果那个悲剧在那里继续的扩大。
And that tragedy developed from there.
如果光是在我们的灵里面的故事,
if it only remained with our spirit,
光是与神失去交通,
if we only cut off fellowship with God,
如果我们的思想、情感、意志就像神当初所创造的一样, 那还是没有难处的。
If our mind, will, and emotion remain at its original state, then it would be okay.
但是慢慢经过了多少年,
but after years and years,
那尤其在亚当还没有躺在坟墓以前,
especially before Adam died, his body.
慢慢的，那个死和那个罪就在人的魂里面工作。
You see how death and sin worked in the soul of Adam.
所以这就是神等到最软弱，真的要离开世界以前。
Before Adam died.
你看，我讲一般的人。
Okay, before a man died.
你看见许许多多的人，你看有的在他记忆上发生问题了。
You see how his memory is. Has gone wishing.
那不要忘记，这就是罪在人身上工作的结果。
That's an effect of sin in the mind of man.
当然是在不同的表现，有的在思想上，有的在各方面。
And it exemplifies itself in different aspects of different people.
所以这就给我们看见说，从亚当吃那个果子那天开始。
From the day Adam eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
慢慢的，你看见说这个罪就。
You can see how sin entered into the soul.
就污染了我们的魂。
And contaminated it.
那不止污染了我们的魂。
It not only contaminated the soul.
我们说过了。
We mentioned it.
本来呢，我们知道说，人的魂应该在灵的管制底下。
We mentioned that originally the soul should be under the governance of the spirit.
如果人吃生命树的果子。
Had man took up the tree of life.
你看见灵就长大了。
You see the spirit would grow.
魂也跟着长大。
And then the soul would go along with it.
所以那个生命慢慢就扩散到人的魂里面。
So this life would would cause the soul to grow wicked.
占有人的思想，占有人的思情感，也占有人的意志。
This life would occupy the mind, will, and motion of men.
结果叫我们的思想像主那样的思想。
So we would think like Jesus.
叫我们的情感像基督那样的情感。
So we would feel like Jesus does.
结果生命在我们里面就作王了。
Then life would reign in our life.
所以根据神当初的旨意，人是这样活在地上，做一个正常的人，灵魂和身体。
So we can be this normal person that God designed with a normal mind, will, and emotion.
但是不要忘记，现在因为做头的灵已经死了。
But because the spirit died.
所以本来呢，根据神的旨意，生命树的果子不只叫我们灵长大，也叫我们魂跟着灵的，在灵的引导底下也一样长大。
You see, the tree of life causes our spirit to grow and the soul to grow along with the spirit.
但是很可惜，人吃了善恶树的果子。
But unfortunately, man ate of the wrong tree.
这个果子是告诉我们，是没有神，人也能够分辨善恶。
That tree tells you that without God, you can discern good and evil.
所以等到知识善恶树果子进到人里面，一被激发以后，他的眼睛就明亮了。
So when that fruit entered into man, his eyes were opened.
所以渐渐他的魂的生命不光是扩大，而且慢慢就增长。
And then his soul life grew and expanded.
慢慢这个魂的生命就开始膨胀起来了。
And then his soul life developed and become puffed
up. 慢慢这个人就越来越大，越来越大，越来越大。
And the self becomes bigger and bigger and bigger.
到那个时候，他完全对自己着迷了。
And then it fell in love with itself.
所以 obsessed with himself.
It become obsessed with itself.
所以我们知道说，人今天都对自己着迷。
So people today fell in love with themselves.
你看人都爱自己。
We love ourselves.
很少人不爱自己。
Very few do not love themselves.
你想想看，有的时候一张照片密密麻麻一百多人，第一眼你就看到你自己。
You see in a group photo, the first person you see is yourself.
每次我和我的姊妹在那里选几张照片的时候。
Whenever I go through a photo album with my wife.
那有的时候我觉得这张我照的不错啊，他应该留下，他把它摆在一边。
So I saw a good picture with me in it. I want to keep it, but she would toss it.
我觉得这张不好啊，结果她留下。
And there's a picture with me not looking good, and she kept it.
后来我发现那个秘诀在什么地方。
And I found out why.
所有她照好的通通留下来。
She wants to keep all the picture with her looking good in it.
所以近几年你看见吗？人今天就是自从人堕落犯罪以后。
So after the fall.
这魂的生命就开始高度的发展。
That soul developed exponentially.
它不止高度的发展，而且是畸形的发展。
And it developed exponentially.
所以人就变得非常非常重要，你看见了。
So we become so important.
你今天你不能够伤人的自尊心，你伤人自尊心，那真的不得了的一件事情。
So if you hurt someone's self-esteem, you're in big trouble.
那史伯克丁讲了一个笑话，很有意思的。
Brother Sparks made a joke one day.
史伯克丁很少讲笑话。
Brother Sparks rarely joke.
那有一次他说了这么个笑话。
And this is one day he made a joke.
他有一个弟兄啊，他讲道的时候啊，每次讲道都不引别人，都不讲来源的。
And he said that there's this brother when he shares on the pulpit and when he took a quote from someone, he doesn't give credit to that person.
他有的时候，其实他讲的就是盖恩夫人讲的，他从来不告诉，不讲这是盖恩夫人讲的。
He pulled a quote from Madame Guyon, but he doesn't tell people that it's from Madame Guyon.
所以另外一个弟兄坐在下面就受不了了。
So there's this brother listening to him that felt so offended.
所以他觉得这个弟兄不做了，我还替他来做。
That brother thought that, oh, that speaking brother didn't do it, I'll do it for him.
那比方说这个弟兄起来讲说，这个当麦子成熟的时候，它是下垂的。
So that brother would say that when a grain of wheat is very full, it's bowed down.
那就告诉我们，一个基督徒成熟的时候，他自然就是谦卑的一个人。
So likewise, a mature Christian is very humble, but truly mature.
弟兄在那里讲谦卑。
So he's preaching humility.
但他没有告诉我们这句话谁说的。
But he didn't tell us this quote is from someone else.
所以坐在下面那个弟兄说，这是盖恩夫人说的。
So the brother sitting there would say, that's a quote from Madame Guyon.
那等一等说，这是达比说的。
And then that's a quote from Darby.
等一等说，这个是威斯约翰说的。
And that's a quote from John Wesley.
结果他实在受不了了。
And then the speaking brother was so offended.
讲道的弟兄就对那个弟兄讲。
And he pointed to that brother.
他说你给我闭嘴。
Shut up.
那个人说，这是他说的。
And then the brother said, that's what he said.
这是他说的。
That's his quote.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们每一个人
，You can see，
都对自己着迷的。
We all are in love with ourselves.
很少许多人不对自己陶醉的。
very rarely would someone despise themselves.
所以, 但愿主开我们的眼睛,
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见说, 罪进到我们的里面, 不止污染了我们的魂, 也叫我们的魂膨胀起来。
Sin not only contaminated our soul, but caused it to expand.
有了畸形的发展,
and it expanded exponentially.
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
从圣经里面,
in the scripture,
有一个形容词,
there is a description.
你知道圣经里面有很多图画来形容一个肉体。
You see that scripture has a lot of analogy to describe the flesh.
比方说有的时候圣经用什么呢? 比方说有的时候圣经用这个亚门人呢?
Parts of the scripture describe the flesh as
或者是以东人呢?
Edom or Amalek.
那么你记得以色列人被掳到就以色列人在士师记的时候?
Remember in the book of Judges?
他们有五次被掳。
They were enslaved 5 times.
那有一次呢，就被掳到摩押王了，被掳到摩押去。
And once they were taken to Moab.
那时候摩押王的名叫伊基伦。
And the name of the king of Moab is called Eglon.
那么我们知道以色列人在他底下，那就很苦，因为他们的确被他压害的。
And he really treated the Israelites very cruelly. So God raised up a judge.
然后最后呢，他就用了两把两刃的利剑，一下就刺到那个王的里面。
He had a double-edged sword and he stabbed the king with it.
但是你知道这个伊基伦什么意思呢?
What does Eglon mean?
伊基伦是肥牛的意思。
It means being very fat.
肥牛。
Oh, fat. Being a fat ox.
所以因为是肥牛，所以他跑不快的。
So his name means a fat ox. So he can run.
所以在那个时候呢，一刀进去就把他问题解决了。
So when he stabbed that wicked king, the power of God.
圣经里面来形容一个膨胀的魂，一个自我膨胀的魂，一个畸形发展的魂，就好像一个很肥胖的人一样。
So when our soul becomes so developed and it puffed up, it looks like a fat ox.
但是伊基伦如果代表肉体的话，肉体还有邪情私欲啊。
If Eglon truly represents the flesh is evil desires. You can't only deal with the flesh, but not the wicked desires of the flesh. So after that judge killed the king, he had to deal with his army.
中文圣经告诉我们说，有一万个他们的勇士在那往外跑，后来他们就把他们歼灭了。
So the book of Judges tells us that that judge has fought that 10,000 men.
你知道那个勇士在希伯来文就个个都是胖子。
You know that those people of the army are very strong.
那么个个都是胖子，都是肥胖的。
Oh, they're very.
每一个都是肥胖的，不过一基伦跑不动啊，一万个那个兵通通跑不动的。
It turns out that the people in the army are just like their king. They're all very fat.
你知道为什么胖的人脾气很好啊？
Why are fat people very amiable? Because they can't run.
笑对你笑笑对你很好很好。
They can only smile at you and be nice to you.
你知道吗？圣经里的确就用肥胖来形容我们肉体的。
So scripture describes our flesh as very fat.
所以圣经为什么说要恨我们的魂呢？
But why does scripture insist that we hate the flesh?
因为只有恨我们觉得我们太胖太胖了。
Because you have to hate what is very very chubby.
我们且才会来到 最大的医生面前,
only when you realize that you're sick, you'll go to the doctor.
我们说主啊, 求你把我放在十字架的手术台上。
You would ask God to please put you on the operation table on the cross.
结果十字架在我们上工作。
And the cross dealt with us.
也许把我们的一长的一段把它剪掉了。
It could cut a part of you from you.
然后我们就回到了原来的比例。
Then we'll return to our original proportion.
所以这是为什么圣经讲恨。
That's why scripture tell us to hate the flesh.
怎么恨呢?
How do you hate the flesh? You have to hate your soul life. Why? Because the soul life is too big.
道路的畸形对你属灵的生命有极大的威胁。
It's a stumbling block to your spiritual growth.
那不光如此,
not only this.
不光我们的魂膨胀,
not only our soul expanded
itself.
Our relationship between people
父母爱儿女, 儿女爱父母,
has become contaminated. Parents ought to love their children.
但因为罪进到里面,
but because sin entered,
那许多的爱就变成溺爱了,
that love between a spoiled love.
这个时候你要恨那个溺爱,
at that moment, you have to hate that spoiled love.
恨父母,
You're not hating your parents. You're not hating your children.
你们人与人之间的关系已经畸形发展了。
But because the relationship has become so twisted.
膨胀那个地步，就像一个胖子一样。
It becomes so big, it becomes like that fat person.
所以现在主呼召我们的时候。
So when God called us,
要叫我们来跟随他,
He asked us to follow Him.
要我们这些胖子来跟随他,
He asked all these overweight people to follow Him.
我想我这句话你们不会受伤的，因为我自己也是胖子。
I hope you won't be offended because I'm overweight myself.
我们就知道因为这个缘故，我们才会当你恨的时候，你才能主啊拯救我。
So when you hate yourself, you would cry out to God and said, God, save me.
所以这就是圣经里面对于肉体是怎么解释的。
So this is how scripture explains the flesh.
有一个太太说,
There was this woman.
她说, 这个我现在身体又重了。
She said, that, oh, I gained weight again.
所以我的丈夫送给我礼物, 怎么挤都挤不进去。
The gifts that my husband gave me, I couldn't fit in them anymore.
她说, 那你丈夫一定送给你很漂亮的衣服了。
Oh, did your husband bought you nice clothes?
他说不是的。
She said, no.
我丈夫送给我个很漂亮的轿车, 我怎么挤都挤不进去。
Sorry. Oh, my husband bought me a car and I couldn't fit into the car.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
不是这条路太窄了。
It's not the way is too narrow.
也不是门太窄了。
It's not the door being so small.
为什么很少人进窄门呢?
Why? Would very few walk the narrow way?
因为我们太胖了,
because we're so overweight, we can't stay there.
所以现在明白吗?
So do you understand?
这就是肉体, 在圣经里面讲的肉体的时候,
so when scripture mentions the flesh,
是指说我们畸形发展的魂来说的,
it's referring to our soul that has grown exponentially.
你有没有看见一个白马王子是胖乎乎的没有?
Did you see a Prince Charming that's very fat?
所以我们知道说,
it never, it never
当我们在肉体里面的时候,
so when we're in the flesh,
你能够继续彰显基督的荣耀吗?
Can you manifest the glory of God?
你还能唱个诗歌, oh, 我愿意像你,
can you dare sing that song, oh, to be like thee?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果真的在肉体里面,
if we're still in the flesh,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
每一次当我们真的在肉体里面,
when we're truly in the flesh,
你立刻就知道你在亚当,
you know that you're still in Adam.
你从来不知道你在亚当里，一直等到你在肉体里。
You won't know you're in Adam until you know that you're in the flesh.
我常常讲我女儿的故事。
I always talk about my daughter.
她小的时候她一直想知道到底亚当，亚就是夏娃长得什么样子。
When she was a little girl, she wants to know what Eve looked like.
我说你等一等，到的时候我一定会告诉你她长什么样子。
And I told her that one day you'll find out.
她向来都像天使一样。
And she was beautiful as an angel. And she smiles all the time. And one day she threw a fit.
等她生气生得很厉害的时候,
when the fit was so great,
我就赶快拿捏镜子给她看,
I found a mirror.
我说,这个就是夏娃的样子。
And I put it before her and said, this is what Eve looks like, honey.
为什么你不知道你在亚当里?
So you didn't know you were in Adam.
一直到那一天你肉体发作,
only on that day when your flesh came out.
你知道说肉体啊, 这个我们说一个人本来有心脏病的人平常都好好的。
If you have a heart disease, you can look good.
结果他如果有 heart attack 的话，你看见吗？那个时候你叫他生病的。But
when the heart attack comes in, you know that he's very sick.
所以他知道我是心脏有病的。So
he knows that he's sick.
他如果坐在那里，
if he only sits there,
没有人知道，
no one knows he's sick.
跟你一样，跟我一样。He
looks exactly like you and me.
我们这些肉体都坐在一起， 没有人知道我们在亚当里。
If we sit together, no one knows that we're in Adam.
但是你不光当你有一天你 flesh attack，
one day when you have a flesh attack, when you're flesh react,
那个时候你才知道我自己是多糟糕，多误会的。
Only then would you know how much trouble you're in.
所以你知道这里圣经里有一句话很有意思的。
So you see there's a scripture passage.
这个就是在这个第七章里面。
Isn't chapter 7?
第十三章的末了。
In the end of verse 13.
罪借着那良善的叫我死。
But sin, that it may appear sin, was producing
destiny.
Through what is good, so that
叫罪因着诫命更显著是恶极了。
So that sin through the commandment may become exceedingly sinful.
就是没,
Brothers and sisters,
如果人说你坏透了，你很生气。
If someone said you're very bad, you would be upset.
但有一天，你真的知道你自己坏透了。
But one day when you truly discover that you are very bad,
你怎么知道你在肉体？
How do you know that you're in the flesh? When your flesh is react. You wouldn't know how wicked you are until you realize that you're truly wicked. There was this one day when I was in Taiwan, we were hungry. We saw this restaurant with a sign.
罪大恶极啊,
greatly wicked.
那个罪大恶极，罪是喝酒，就罪就是醉醉酒的罪，恶是肚子饿的饿，罪大恶极。但是呢，我就想起我们的确是罪大恶极的，我们的罪和我们的恶是到了极点。
We are truly sinful and wicked.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个只有你经历了才知道。
But you can only know by experience.
否则你不相信。
Or else you won't believe how wicked you are. 你脾气好得不得了。You think that you're so, you have such good temper.
是因为别人刺激我，所以我才爆炸的。
It's only when people provoke me, then I lose my temper.
你想，如果你的里面是一团的面粉，怎么会一点点不起来的？
If you're truly nice, then how can people provoke you?
证明你里面是一团火药才点起来的嘛。
You're like a barrel of fried firecrackers.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天讲经历最清楚的经历就是第七章。
So.Chapter 7 has a clear picture of our experience of the flesh.
一个人在基督里,
someone who is in Christ,
好像看不见的,
it's someone who cannot see.
每个人都是好人,
everyone looks good.
但只有在基督里的时候,
but only when you are in Christ,
我们才知道说我们是卖给罪了。
Then you would know that you're sold to sin.
不只是亚当吃的日子必定死,
not only the day you eat of it, you'll surely die.
今天我们所结的果子都是死亡的果子。
All the fruit that we bear today is fruit of death.
这些果子叫我们身败名裂。家破人亡。
These fruits ruin our lives.
所以让我们记得弟兄
姊妹。So let us remember, right?
这就很清楚给我们看见说，肉体就是在肉体里面就给我们看见说，我们才知道说，原来我们这个人在基督里面，在亚当里面。
So only when we know that we're in the flesh, we discover that we're actually in Adam.
什么是亚当呢？
What does Adam mean?
亚当是隐性的肉体。
Adam is the hidden flesh.
什么是肉体呢？
What is the flesh?
肉体是显性的亚当。
Flesh is the manifest Adam.
许多时候我们不说我们在亚当里。
Sometimes we don't say we're in Adam.
一直等到你经历你在肉体里。
Only when you experience yourself to be in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，你才知道说你自己多坏。
Then you will truly know how evil you are.
所以我听说王明道弟兄说一句很好。
I remember a saying from Brother Wang.
他如果有一个人有一天对他说你是狼心狗肺。
If people say that you have a heart of a wicked dog,
他一定要过奖过奖。
Then he will say, "Oh, thank you."
你太称狂，你太称许我了。
That's actually a praise.
其实我比这个还要坏。
I'm actually worse than a dog.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们记得。
Let's say.
只有当我们在肉体里。
As long as we're in the flesh.
我们真的经历了在亚当里的一切。
We truly experience everything in Adam.
只有我们在圣灵里。
As long as we're in the Spirit.
我们才经历了所有在基督里的一切。
Can we experience everything in Christ?
讲到在基督里，讲到在亚当里。
In Adam, in Christ.
好像黄高天地远，好像很遥远，很遥远的。
It's like a very far away place.
好像很抽象，很抽象。
It's as though it's very abstract.
但是一到了这里。
But when we come to this place.
我们就明白过来了。
We would understand.
所以当肉体在那掌权的时候。
When the flesh is reigning, when we are in the flesh,
上帝那个我们的命不会很长的。
You know that you won't live very long.
很多人一下子就不来聚会了。
And a lot of people would quit meeting together.
碰倒了。
And a lot of people would stumble.
你看见吗？好像他和弟兄姊妹在一起不会很长久的。
You know that when you're in the flesh, you can't fellowship with brothers for very long.
所有的胖对身体都是一种威胁。
You know that being overweight is a pressure to your body.
不能够进窄门。
And you cannot enter into the narrow way. You can't enter the narrow road. You cannot follow Jesus. Not only this. You cannot manifest the glory of Christ. So brothers and sisters. So that's why Paul said, in me which is in the flesh, nothing good dwells. That's the discovery made by Paul. So someone asked,
到底第七章那个经历是保罗得救以前的呢，还是得救以后的？
Did Paul experience chapter 7 before he was saved or after he was saved?
那么在教会历史里面，你看你有两班的弟兄姊妹。
So in church history, you see two groups of people.
改革中的弟兄们。
Those
像弟兄会的弟兄们。
Those reformists.
Reformed churches.
The reformed churches.
或者是 brethren churches, 或者就是弟兄会的弟兄们。
Or the brethren.
他们相信这一段圣经应该是保罗得救以后的经历。
they believe that this is an experience after Paul's conversion.
那么圣洁运动的弟兄。
Those people from the holiness movement, they believe this is Paul's experience before his conversion. But scripture will tell you what happened.
所以等等我们读到这里面的章节的时候，我们自然就明白到底是得救以前呢，还是得救以后。
As we move on, you'll see that this experience is Paul's experience before or after.
我讲的肉体，我们一面讲到畸形发展的魂。
When we mention the flesh, it's the soul that has exponential development. It's our soul that has been contaminated by sin.
那为什么叫做肉体呢？
Why do you call it flesh?
当然有原因的。
There's a reason for that.
肉体就是在原文和我们肉身是同样一个字。
Because the flesh and our body's flesh is the same word.
所以我们的 physical flesh 是中性的，我们身体上的身体是中性的。
The flesh on our body is neutral.
没有 moral, 没有道德的含义在里面。
There is no moral implication to that.
但是保罗用肉体的时候。
But when Paul mentions flesh,
很明显，他又是用文字。
He used that same word.
但事实上呢，他又指着他污染的魂来说。
He's referring to the corrupt soul.
所以到底保罗是怎么说的，我们要把它弄清楚了。
So we have to figure out what Paul's trying to say.
所以在这里很稀奇的一件事。
It's a very special.
讲到犯罪的时候。
When he talked about committing a sin.
在第六章讲到罪的身体 body of sin.
In chapter 6, he mentioned the body of sin.
讲到第七章的时候。
In chapter 7.
他又加了个形容词。
He added another phrase.
The body of death.
The body of death.
不光是罪的身体，也是死的身体。
The body of sin and the body of death.
那为什么这个身体又是罪的，又是死的呢？
Why is this a body of sin and a body of death?
弟兄姊妹，现在你把保罗说，在我里面没有良善，把它合在一起。
If you united with that truth, that in me nothing good dwells.
现在你才明白过来。
Then you understand.
原来人的魂乃是人的灵。和人的身体结合最后所产生的。
You see, the soul is the combination of the spirit and the body.
睡魂是不能独立的。
So the soul cannot be independent.
魂要么顺服在灵底下，要么顺服在身体底下。
It would either submit to the governance of the spirit or the body.
所以自从人的灵死了以后。
So after the death of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，现在谁抬头了呢？
So who is the boss?
我们的身体就抬头了。
Our body become the boss.
按照什么次序？
According to God's will,
灵魂体
spirit, soul, and body.
身体在魂的支配底下。
The body should be under the governance of the soul.
在灵的支配底下。
The soul should be under the governance of the spirit.
灵就是生命，受生命的支配。
And the spirit should be under the governance of the tree of life.
这样的人是完全的人。
Then that is a whole man.
这样的人是正常的人。
Then that's a normal man.
那你想想看。
But think.
那个头被砍掉了。
Now the head's been cut off.
结果我们的身体翻过来做头。
Now our body becomes the boss.
在这个时候。
At this moment.
你们本来我们应该听身体的灵的支配的。
We should listen to the Holy Spirit.
从此以后我们的魂受了我们身体的支配。
Now we're listening to our body.
身体有一个欲望，我们非满足它不可。
We have a desire in our body and we have to satisfy it.
吃，我们非让它吃不可。
Our body needs to eat and we have to.
明明知道冰淇淋不能吃的。
You know you shouldn't eat ice cream.
但是身体命令你说要吃，你就吃了。
But the body gives you a command to eat that ice cream.
你偷吃的。
If you don't want to eat it, you would seek to steal it.
所以，弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
什么叫肉体呢？
What is the flesh?
肉体就颠倒过来的人。
The flesh is the man upside down.
你看，你本来这个人应该是灵魂体的。
You see that man should be spirit, soul, and body.
但现在呢，人堕落以后，人就受了身体的支配。
But now the body is in the whole man is in control by the body.
弟兄姊妹。
But this is.
你知道所有的动物。
You know all the animals.
他们基本上都是受身体支配的。
They are all governed by their body.
所以当一个人堕落到一个地步。
So man has fell to such an estate.
你看，人是沦落，不光从人的地位上沦落下来。
You know, man has fell from his position.
慢慢你就看见人就沦落到世人的有 subhuman 的地位。
You see how man has fell into a subhuman state.
我还记得好几年前我在美国看一个节目。
I remember seeing a show on TV.
那个时候到处都是 hippie, 都是嬉皮。
At that time, the hippies were around.
他们都讲 free love, 都想自由爱的。
They always talk about free love.
然后男男女女住在一起。
And then couples would just be together.
然后呢，这个主持人就访问他们。
And then there is this reporter that interviewed them.
然后你听见他们所讲的，真是叫人毛发，真的叫人毛发，手麻发手软的。
And what they tell you would cause you to would send chill down your spine.
那个主持人讲了一句话。
I remember what the reporter said.
他讲了一句话，我记得的。
I remember exactly what he said.
他说，朋友们，今天晚上我所看见的。
He said, "My friends, I saw tonight."
我所听见的。
What I heard tonight.
好像我在动物园看见的，所听见的一样。
It's the same thing that I heard and saw in a zoo.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的用电影来拍那些所有被罪落去的人，
If you really videoed what happened to men after they were enslaved by sin,
有的人是非常有智慧的。
A lot of them are very smart.
有的人拿到博士的。
Some of them are PhDs.
有的地位是很高很高的。
Some of them are in high positions.
当他们被掳去的时候，
But when they're enslaved by sin,
他们每次回想他们羞耻的经历的时候，
When they remember the shameful deeds,
现在问题在这里，
There's a problem.
他们到底是受了什么的支配？
Who were controlling them?
很明显的，
It's very clear.
酒精在他们身上发动的时候，
When alcohol is working in their veins, they have to drink more.
毒在他们身上发动的时候，
When the animal instincts are working. When drugs are flowing through their veins.
所以你看见他们非吸毒不可。
They have to crave more drugs.
在婚姻的范围之内，等到荷尔蒙在人里面发动的时候。
When your hormones kicking in your marriage.
你看见人就受了这些的支配。
You see, man is governed by all these things.
大家都知道，艾滋病是非常危险的。
You know that HIV is very dangerous.
但是他们知道。
They know that.
你能叫年轻人不犯罪吗？
Can you cause them not to sin?
每一个人一定走那条路。
Everyone would walk down the road of sin.
一定受那个支配的。
Everyone is under dominion of sin.
所以现在政府怎么办呢？
So now what does the government do?
劝年轻人说。
They implore the young people.
应该有安全的措施。
You must have safe sex.
那么如果是一个安全的措施的话，
If you
If you put the same measurement
in place, so you see that you're no longer your own, but you're under the dominion of sin.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们不能约束我们自己。
You cannot help yourself.
按理来讲，不吃了就可以不吃了。
If you don't want to eat it, you should be able to not do it.
但是我们吃红锅肉就要多吃一口。
But you have to put that in your mouth.
所以没有办法的，弟兄姊妹，你看我们就是这样的一个人。
So we've become such a person.
按理来讲，晚上睡觉的时候，头碰到枕头就应该睡觉了。Technically
speaking, when your head's on your pillow, you should be asleep.
但是很奇怪，身体不听话的。
But you see that your body doesn't listen to you.
有的人需要一个安眠药来帮助的。
Some people need sleeping pills.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要试验试验自己是不是肉体。You
have to test whether you are flesh or not.
你是不是颠倒过来的人？
If you're, you want to know if you're that upside down man.
你看看，你碰到头碰到枕头，你说睡觉，他是不是就睡觉了？
Why don't you put your head in your pillow to see if your body would listen to you?
到底身体是不是听你的话？
Is your body under your governance?
如果不是的话，
If it's not,
那就证明今天不是灵来控制我们。
Then you are not under the governance of the spirit.
得救以后，人应该让圣灵来控制我们，没有问题的。
But after you're saved, you should be under the governance of the Holy Spirit.
当然，他没有，他灵是死的。
Of course, those who are not saved, their spirit is dead. But our flesh has this common denominator. What is that?
就是说他是颠倒过来的人。
It's the upside down man.
因为他完全受身体的支配。
Because it's controlled by the body.
所以他就失去了他特点了。
So it lost its function.
本来人的特点是什么？
What was its original function?
亚当是活的魂呢。
Adam was a living soul.
他有思想，有情感，有意志，这是一个人，两个人，三个人的。
It has a mind, will, and emotion, three parts.
圣经说有七个人下到埃及，他说七个魂下到埃及。
So when scripture says that 70 souls went down to Egypt, there's 70 people.
魂在他们特点呢？
Because each has a soul.
那个乃照着神的形象来造的。
Because they're made in the image of God.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
那么中国人有一度啊，因为很穷很穷的缘故。
Because the Chinese went through a very poor time.
所以讲的一个家有多少人的时候，
When they mentioned the family,
是要看一个家有多少个嘴巴。
They said there are so and so
mouths.
It's not a soul but a mouth.
所以我们知道中国有个成语叫一家八口一张床，是很悲哀的一件事。
So when you say that it's a family of eight mouths, it's a family of eight.
但是为什么不说一家八个人呢？
Why didn't say eight people?
因为一个人穷的时候啊,
because when you're poor,
你第一个问题,
the first problem you think about is
food.
Do you still ask people, have you eaten yet?
所以在你们很穷很穷的一个人拿什么做代表,
so when you're very poor, you always think about your mouth.
所以一家八口一张床,
so when you say a family of eight on the same bed, you said eight mouths on the same bed.
记得吗?
Do you remember? Scripture says 70 souls went down to Egypt. Now we became the flesh.
现在你要问是一个身体,两个身体,三个身体。
Now you have to say there are one and two and three bodies.
明明是污染的魂,为什么说一个身体,两个身体,三个身体呢?
We're a contaminated soul. Why did it say body?
我虽然是污染的魂,
although I'm a contaminated soul,
但是受身体的支配,
but I'm controlled by the body.
所以现在本来我的魂是很叫大家看见,
so originally my soul should be manifested.
我的爱,我的思想,
my love, my mind,
我的决定,
my choice,
应该是我的特点,
it should be my characteristic.
现在我卖给罪了,
now I'm sold to sin.
我变成了常常酗酒的,
I became an alcoholic.
我没有办法自拔,
I couldn't save myself. I become a drug addict.
弟兄姊妹, PhD?
You can get many PhDs.
你可以说是个有头有脸的,
you can have a high position. But you are still a slave to sin.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, do you understand?
讲到肉体的时候,
when you mention the flesh,
不光讲了污染的魂,
not only do you mention a contaminated soul, because the soul is in control by the body.
所以本来要讲一个一个魂的,
so you ought to say one or two souls.
现在保罗形容一个人的时候,
now Paul mentions a person.
这是他的肉体,
he mentions the flesh.
所以你看神的话是非常非常准确,
so you see the word of God is very accurate.
那么当保罗下定义, 什么叫在肉体里面呢?
So when Paul defined what it's to be in the flesh,
他说那因律法而生的恶欲,
he said the verse,
这就是第五节, 第七章第五节, 那因律法而生的恶欲,
the sinful passions which are aroused by the law.
那在我们里面有一个欲望,
you see all these passions.
但是我们知道那是恶的欲望,
but they are sinful passions.
如果在婚姻的范围里面, 那是对的, 但婚姻范围之外, 那是恶的,
but if you play within the backyard of marriage, that's right, but outside it, it's wrong.
这个恶欲在什么地方呢?
So where did this sinful passion come from?
就在我们肢体中发动,
these were at work in our members.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看, 当这个欲望在我的身体里面发动的时候,
so when these passions are at work at the members of our body,
顺服了, 我就卖给, 我就完全受了他的支配,
so I am enslaved by that,
以致结成死亡的果子,
and bore fruit to death.
所以很清楚的,
so it's very clear.
在这里保罗有一个很重要的发现,
so Paul discovered something amazing.
他怎么形容这个身体?
How did he describe that body?
第一个,
he said it's a body of sin. And it's a body of death.
那为什么讲罪的身体, 讲死的身体呢?
Why did he use those two terms?
等一等,
and you see that Paul is coming into something even greater.
在第六章,
in chapter 5, it mentions sin in singular form. It's a sinful nature. It comes when you're born.
到了第六章, 罪变成我们的主人, 是一个暴君,
now chapter 6 mentions sin as a tyrant.
但到了第七章, 保留一个更大的发现,
but in chapter 7 Paul mentions something even greater.
罪还是个律,
sin is a law.
罪是个定律的,
it's a law.
什么叫律呢?
What does the law mean?
我把圣经放在这里,
if I put my Bible here,
我手一放开, 它就掉下来,
if I let it go, it would fall down.
在这里是这么掉下来的,
that's how it would go.
在北京是如此,
in Beijing it would be likewise, in Shanghai likewise, in New York likewise. At that time Paul's law
would,
in the future the law would still work.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看你们到了第七章,
you know in chapter
7
he discovered that sin is a law.
那么弟兄姊妹,
if sin is a law,
你看见他不止一次如此, 两次如此,
it won't work only one time, it will work the second and the third time.
所以这就是为什么许多人说, 为什么, 为什么我落在这个罪里面?
So people ask, why am I in sin?
有一个失败的传道人,
there is this preacher who failed.
他当作整个的电视告诉全世界的基督徒,
he broadcast it on TV.
有人问说你为什么这样?
People ask, why did you do that?
他说我问自己已经问一千次了,
he said, I asked myself the same question 1,000 times.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 有一件事我们必须对肉体有真实的认识。
You have to know your flesh.
我们怎么认识我们的肉体？
How do you know your flesh?
我们要知道说原来罪是个律。
You know that sin is a law.
因为罪是个律。
Because sin is a law.
所以我们不止犯罪，而且是习惯性的犯罪。
We not only sin now and then, we sin habitually.
最痛苦的罪就是你陷到习惯的罪辈里面，你不能够拔出来。
The greatest tragedy of sin is that you do it habitually and you can't save yourself.
现在谁能够拯救我脱离这些罪的律呢？
Now who can save me from this law of sin?
罪的律叫我非犯罪不可。
The law of sin caused me to sin unwillingly.
死的律叫我非结出死亡的果子不可。
The law of sin caused me to bear fruit of death unwillingly.
每次结完了死亡的果，你在那懊悔，你恨自己，痛苦。
Every time you see the fruit of death, you would feel sorry and remorse.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在问题就是，这个经历难道只有得救以前的吗？
Is that experience before your salvation?
是不是得救以后就没有这个经历了呢？
Did you not suffer the same after your salvation?
我们怎么知道这是保罗得救以后的经历？
How did you know this is Paul's experience after his salvation?
很重要的话。
Because there's this very important thing.
我希望你们要把它读过来，而且要把它背过来了。
You have to memorize this.
这就很清楚，不管别人怎么说。
No matter what other people say.
不管Beat那本书怎么说。
No matter what Beat said.
不管达比别人怎么说。
No matter what Darby said.
你自己要清楚，这一段圣经是给我们看见保罗得救以后的光景。
You have to see that this is Paul's experience after his conversion.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
就是第二十二节。
Verse
22. 因为按我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的。
For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
里面的意思在原文是按照我里面的人，我是喜欢神的灵。
I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
你想想看，一个人没有得救以前
，Before you're saved，
他喜欢神的律吗
？Did he like the law of God？
是不可能的。
It's impossible.
只有一个蒙恩得救的人才能喜欢神的律。
Only after you're saved can you love the law of God.
所以这里的经历。
So the experience here.
乃是保罗得救以后的经历。
It's the experience of Paul after his conversion.
这里的失败。
The failure here.
是保罗得救以后的失败。
It's the experience of Paul after his conversion.
保罗头脑里面知道，吃那善恶树的果子必定死。
Paul knew that the day he ate of the fruit, he would surely die.
他从来不知道是怎么一回事。
He didn't really understood.
一直等到他在肉体里。
Only when he fell into the flesh.
弟兄姊妹。他有了一些很重要的发现。
He found some awesome things.
那个发现是从失败的经历里面出来的。
Those things were discovered from his failures.
从失败的经历里面。
From the failures.
他才知道说，一棵知识善恶树的果子对我们产生何等的影响。
He truly understood how the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, bore its evil fruit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们以为说知识善恶树只产生罪人。
We would think that that tree would only produce sinners.
我们忘记了。
We forgot.
知识善恶树也产生死人。
That tree also produces dead men.
因为吃的日子必定死。
Because the day of it, you eat of it, you surely die.
亚当又活了九百多岁。
Adam lived till his 900.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
那个死在亚当身上进行。
That death worked in Adam.
叫他不只是罪人，也是死人。
So he's not only a sinner, but he's a dead man.
你看这句话很难听，是不是？
Isn't it hard to
但神说过这句话
hear this? But God said this.
有一次亚伯拉罕不是不小心吗？就不小这个亚比米勒不是差一点就娶了亚伯拉罕的太太吗？就是撒拉。
You remember when Abraham committed his folly, he almost lost his wife to Abimelech?
然后神对亚比米勒怎么说呢？
What did God say to Abimelech?
你这死人呐！
You are a dead man.
我希望大家不用这句话用在别人的身上。
I hope you won't say this to someone else.
这句话是主对亚比米勒说的。
God said that to Abimelech.
这也是主对保罗说的。
God said the same thing to Paul.
普通是因为我们是罪人，不像我们是死人呐。
We are sinners, but we are dead men.
你知道吗？什么罪人？什么叫罪人？什么叫死人
？What is a sinner? What is a dead man?
什么叫罪人呢
？What is a sinner?
那我所不愿意的，我做了。
What I do not want to do, that I do.
但什么是死人呢？
But what is a dead man?
我所愿意的，我还不做。
What I want to do, that I do not do.
我所愿意的什么？
What did I want to do?
是善。
I want good things.
我所不愿意的什么？
I don't want to do something. I don't want to do evil.
你有没有知识善？你有没有那个知识？有。
Do you have that knowledge of good and evil? Yes, you do.
今天每一个人都有那个知识。
So we all know what's good and what's evil.
知识善恶树告诉人什么是善，什么是恶。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil tells us what's good and what's bad.
因为你是罪人。
Because you're a sinner.
所以不愿意做，你做了。
Because you don't want to do it, you do it.
你所愿意的你做不到。
Because you're a dead man, what you want to do, you fail to do.
谁有旨意你巴不得能照着神的旨意来做。
You want to do the will of God.
你巴不得能像他。
You want to be like him.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你做不到。
You can't do it.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在主给我们看见,
God causes us to see.
看见说,
Paul said to us,
因为立志行善由得我。
What I want to do, that I do not do.
只是行出来由不得我。 第十九节,
For the good that I will to do,
我所愿意的善,
For the good that I will to do,
我反不做,
I do not do.
我所不愿意的恶,
But the evil I will not to do,
我问你,
that I do.
我愿意做的恶我去做, 我是什么人呢?
If I don't want to do evil, but I do it, what am I? I'm a sinner.
但是我愿意做的善, 我反而做不出来,
But the good that I will to do, I cannot do it. It means that I'm a dead man.
你看你我一点的力量也没有。
I have no power.
今天难处就在这里。
There's a problem.
全世界所有的宗教都告诉要做好。
All the religions of the world tells you that you have to do good.
但是没有一个宗教告诉人家根本就做不好。
But no one will tell you you cannot do it.
为什么?
Why?
因为人吃了知识善恶树的果子。
Because man ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
最好的知识。
We have a knowledge of sin.
什么知道叫善, 什么知道叫恶。
We know what is good, we know what is evil.
现在的难处是什么?
But the problem is,
Paul 不只看见自己是罪人, 也看见自己是死人。
Paul saw himself as a sinner and as a dead man.
为什么?
Why?
因为吃那个善恶树的果子必定死。
Because the day you eat of that fruit, you surely die.
所以当你读这一段圣经的时候,
So when you read this chapter,
你就清楚了。
You would know.
弟兄姊妹, 今天主要开我们的眼睛。
The Lord wants to open our eyes today.
今天我们是罪人, 我们需要蒙拯救。
We're sinners and we need salvation.
我们是死人, 我们要蒙拯救。
We're dead men and we need salvation.
为什么我们是罪人呢?
Why are we sinners?
因为在我们的肢体里面, 在我们身体里面,
Because in our members,
有一个律叫做罪的律。
There is the law of sin.
所以我是罪人。
So I'm a sinner.
我就受了罪的律的支配。
I'm under the law of sin.
我不是犯罪,
I am not sinning.
还习惯性的犯罪,
I'm habitually sinning.
但不止如此,
but not only this. There is the law of sin active in my members.
我愿意做的善我反而不能做,
the good I want to do, that I do not do.
我愿意讨神的喜欢, 我不能讨他的喜欢,
I want to please God, but I can't do it.
这都是善, 都是我该做的,
I know those things I ought to do.
但是我的一点力量也没有,
but I have no strength to do it.
因为我受了死的律在那里支配。
Because I'm controlled by the law of sin.
死把我带到极软弱的地步。
Death has brought me to such a low place.
死把亚当带到最后让他躺在地上。
Death brought Adam into his grave.
当他身体死的时候, 可以说死在他身上完完全做工做透了。
When Adam was buried, death finished its final work.
所以亚当从他 吃生命善恶树果子那一天一直到他九百年以后死, 那个整个过程里面,
So when Adam ate of the fruit till the day he died,
亚当一面是罪人, 一面是死人,
He was a sinner and a dead man.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这是所有吃善恶树果子的人必定有的结果。
That's the end of everyone who eats of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你有没有注意到,
Have you realized something?
在这一段圣经里面,
In this chapter,
我, 你知道有多少次?
How many times has the word I appeared in this chapter? Many times.
你下了第八章,
If you go to chapter 8,
讲的灵讲的圣灵讲的灵讲的圣灵, 你知道有多少次吗?
It keeps saying the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit many times.
这是两个很重要的对比。
So it's a very important contrast.
那么在这里保罗给我们看见一件事,
Paul causes us to see this.
什么叫肉体呢?
What is the flesh?
肉体不只是污染的魂,
The flesh is the contaminated
soul. 肉体而且是受身体支配的魂,
The flesh is the body draining the soul.
很明显的讲肉体的时候,
So when you mention the flesh,
一面讲到我们的魂, 一面也讲到我们的身体,
It refers to our soul and our body.
那么就在我们的身体跟我们的魂里面,
So in our body and our soul,
我们受两个律的支配,
We are under two sets of laws.
一个是罪的律, 一个是死的律。
One is the law of sin, the other the law of death.
那么弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
如果人是受罪和死的律来支配的话,
If man is under dominion of the law of sin and the law of death,
谁能够拯救我脱离罪和死的律呢?
Who can deliver me from these two sets of laws?
不只叫我们脱离罪的权势,
Not only would he set me free from the law of sin,
而且我们脱离罪所 常常带给我们一直不断的骚扰。
He will also deliver me from the
所以 当你读到这里
from the nuisance of sin,
当你读到这里的时候
when you read this passage,
你知道才知道问题的症结在哪里
you would see where the problem is.
所以保罗用那个词
so Paul used this phrase.
他讲到二十一节的时候他讲到二十二节的时候
when he mentioned verse 22,
因为按我们里面的人我是喜欢神的律
For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
他有一个词叫做里面的人
He referred to the inward man.
他哥林多前书，哥林多书信里面。
In the Corinthian epistle.
他说外面的人虽然毁坏一天。
He said, although our outward man is perishing.
里面的人一天新是一天。
Our inward man is renewed day by day.
所以他说，我里面的人是喜欢神的律。
So he said the inward man delight in the law of the Lord.
然后他后面怎么说呢
？And what did he say on?
最后一节，最后一段，就是二十五节最后一句。
In chapter 25, verse 25b, so then with my mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. So this inward man is part of man. So the flesh is part of the outer man. That outer man includes the contaminated soul.And the soul that is ruled by the body.
那个肉身一天到晚执行犯罪的。
You know the body of sin commits sin daily.
那个死的身体叫他要做好根本就做不来。
You know the body of death cannot do good.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在怎么形容这个肉体呢
？So how do you describe the flesh now?
简单来说，这个肉体就是外面的人。
So simply speaking, the flesh is the outward man.
所以圣经里面讲的外面的人是指着我们的魂加上我们的身体来说的。
So when the Bible mentions the flesh, it's our body and our soul.
所以讲到外面的人，讲到外面。
Or when the scripture mentions the outward man, our body and our soul.
那是指我们的魂和我们的身体来说的。
The outward man refers to our body and soul.
那里面的人是指的什么来说的
？So what does the inward man refer to?
如果你讲到灵，你讲到的人。
If you refer to man,
他一定有人格的。
He has character.
如果讲到人格。
If you look at his
character,
he has mind, will, and emotion.
外面的人为什么是人呢
？So why would a man be a man?
因为我有一个身体，是我这个整个人格的器皿。
Because I have a body, it's a vessel for my character.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？我这个我的魂就是我整个人的生命。
So my soul is my entire.
整个身体的生命是我的魂。
So the entire body, it's my soul.
所以这就是我外面的人。
That's my outer man.
那什么叫里面的人？
So what's the inner man?
在罗马书第八章很清楚告诉我。
In Romans 8, it very clearly tells us.
圣灵和我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
The spirit within us, confirms with us that we are the children of God.
圣灵和我们的灵。
The spirit identifies with our spirit.
我们的灵只是一个器官。
Our spirit is an organ.
就像只是个器皿，就好像身体是个器皿一样。
It's a vessel, just like our body is a vessel.
这个身体里面的生命乃是圣灵住在里面。
This body is to contain the spirit.
圣灵是位格的。
This Holy Spirit has His character.
Personality.
Personality.
所以他有其思想，有情感，有意志。
So the Holy Spirit has His mind, will, and emotion too.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果这里有思想、有情感、意志，很明显是个人。
So for someone to have will, mind, and emotion, it's another person.
保罗说这是里面的人。
So Paul refers to it as the inner man.
所以按照我里面的人。
So according to my inner man.
根据圣灵和我的灵同做一个见证。
The Holy Spirit identify with our spirit that we are the children of God.
我愿意喜欢神的律。
And I love the law of God.
我愿意遵守神的旨意。
And I want to follow the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
要记得，这就是保罗所说的我里面的人。
So Paul refers this as the inner man.
外面的人可以说我。
People can say out of man as me.
也可以说我。
My inner man is still me.
当你说的我，就表示这是一个人。
If you refer to me, it refers to me as a person.
所以当你读这段圣经的时候
，So when you read this passage,
我盼望弟兄姊妹你能分清楚。
I hope that you can identify.
讲了这么多我的时候
，When he mentioned I,
哪一个是外面的人，哪一个是里面的人
？Which I is the outer man and which I is the inner man?
现在我们做个实验。
Let's conduct an experiment.
你们跟着我，我想这样一句，你们就不容易睡觉。
It may affect your sleep tonight.
我们好不好？从十五节开始。
Let's look from verse 15 onward.
因为我所做的我自己不明白。
Chapter 7, for what I am doing, I do not understand.
因为外面的人我所做的是我里面的人我不明白的。
For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do.
我里面的人所愿意的是我外面的人并不做。
So what I want to do, my outer man do not do.
我里面的人所恨恶的
what my inner man hates,
我外面的人倒是做。
My outer man would do it.
如果我外面人所做的
if what my outer man does
是我里面的人所不愿意的
is what my inner man hates,
那我里面的人就应当承认律法是善的。
So the inner man agrees with the law that it is good.
即使这样，就不是，就不是在我里面的人做的。
But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
乃是，乃是住在我外面的里头的罪做的。
So it's the sin that dwells in my outer man that does it.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
我里面的人也知道。
My inner man knows.
在我外面的里头。
That in me,
就是肉体之中,
that is in my flesh,
没有良善,
nothing good dwells.
因为立志行, 立志为善, 由得我里面的人。
For to will is present with me, my inner man.
只是行出来, 由不得, 行出来, 由不得, 只是行不, 行出来, 由不得, 我外面的人呢。
But how to perform what is good, I.
由不得我里面的人，对对，所以你一定要帮助我，这个九九就糊涂了。第十九节。
But I, as the inner man, do not find.
不此我里面的人所愿意的。
So for the good that I, the inner man, will do.
外面的人反不做。
I, my outer man, do not do.
我里面人所不愿意的恶。
But the evil I will not do.
我外面的人倒去做。
My outer man practice.
若我外面的去做所不愿意做的。
If my outer man do what I will not to do,
就不是我里面的人做的。
So it's no longer the inner man who does it.
乃是住在我外面里头的罪做的。
But the sin in my outer man that dwells in me.
我里面的人绝对有一个律。
There is a law in my inner man.
就是我里面的人愿意为善的时候。
When I will to do good in my inner man.
便有恶与外面的人同在。
The evil is present with my outer man.
那因为按我里面的人我。在里面的人是喜欢神的人。
For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
但我里面的人觉得肢体中另外一个律。
But my inner man sees another law in my members.
和我里面的人心中的律交战。
Warring against the law in my inner man.
把我外面的人掳去。
And bringing my outer man into captivity.
叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
To the law of sin.Which is in my members.
我真是苦啊。
Oh, wretched man that I am.
我里面的人真是苦啊。
My inner man is so wretched.
谁能够救你我里面的人脱离这取死的身体。外面的人脱离这取死的身体。
Who can deliver my outward man from this body of death?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
靠着我们主耶稣基督就脱离了。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这样看来。
So then.
我里面的人以内心顺服神的律。
So with the mind, I, the inner man, serve the law of God.
我外面的肉体却顺服罪的律。
But my outer man with the flesh of the law of sin.
所以我相信我们这样来读这段圣经的时候。
So if you read the scripture this way.
我想我们更清楚保罗所启示给我们看见。
So we can understand the revelation of Paul.
所以这里保罗有一个发现。
Paul discovered something.
远远超过牛顿的发现。
It was greater than the discovery of Einstein. It's greater than the discovery of Einstein.
你看见吗？保罗在他经历里面，他的确看见这些事。
Paul and his experience identified all these.
那现在问题就是。
There's a problem now.
谁能够拯救？谁能够叫我脱离这取死的身体
？Who can deliver me from this body of death?
那个时候，罗马的罪犯呢，最严重的。
You see, back then, the most severe, criminals in Rome.
是一个尸体和一个罪犯，眼睛对眼睛，鼻子对眼子，鼻子完全绑在一起。
They would tie that awful criminal to a dead body, eye to eye, nose to nose, and mouth to mouth.
当他一天到晚在一起的时候
when they're always tied together.
你能够想象到当一个人和死尸完全绑在一起的时候。
When a living man is tied to a corpse.
他一定要说我真是苦啊。
He will say, oh, what a wretched man I am.
谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体。
Who will deliver me from this body of death?
保罗用这幅图画给我们看见。
That's the picture Paul is trying to paint for you.
肉体的光景。
That's the condition of the flesh.
你看见吗？现在好像他一天到晚，他是眼对眼，鼻子对鼻子，对着一个死的身体。
So every day he's eye to eye, nose to nose, and mouth to mouth with a dead body.
他反而不做，他不愿意饿，他反而做了。
The good that he wills to do, he cannot do, but the evil he wills not to do, that he practices.
你看见吗？这里比第六章还要深的。
That's a deeper condition than chapter 6.
到第六章你会问到拔不拔罪根的问题。
In chapter 6, you want to eradicate sin.
现在这里不是。
But it's not the same here.
现在问题是谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体？
But now he asks, who can deliver me from this body of death?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了第八章第二节。
In chapter 8, verse 2,
他说因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free.
使我脱离罪和死的律。
Free from the law of sin and death.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里有个救恩。
There is a salvation here.
你要听清楚。
You have to listen to this.
神没有把罪和死的律废掉，没有。
God didn't abolish the law of sin and death.
罪和死的律仍旧在。
The law of sin and death is still very much around.
罪和死的律在我的身体里面。
It's still in my members.
罪和死的律是知识善恶树带给我的。
The law of sin and death came from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
现在需要另外一个律。
Now there is a higher law.
来平衡这个律。
To balance these two laws.
就是没有一个人把自己抱起来的。
So today no one upholds ourselves.
你看，没有一个人可以还用自然的办法能冲出这么。一直冲到外太空就不可能。
So a vessel cannot just fly into outer space.
所有在地上都是受地心吸力的影响。
Because there's a law of gravity.
除非在火箭里面。
Unless you have a rocket.
它有另外一个律。
There's another law.
能胜过地心吸力。
That can overcome the law of gravity.
最后就把我们带到外太空去。
So it can bring that vessel all the way into outer space.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？
Can you see?
神没有把罪根拔掉。
God didn't eradicate sin.
神也没有把罪和死的律废掉。
God didn't eradicate the law of sin and death.
他有另外一个平行的定律。
God set another law.
这个定律从哪里来的？
Where does this law come from?
从生命树来的。
It's from the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白两棵树之间吗？
Now do you understand what's between the two trees?
许多时候我们只注意那个知识善恶所带给我们的难处。
We always focus on the problem that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil gives us.When we're saved, we not only receive the salvation of the cross. We not only receive Christ as our life. The life of the tree of life is already in you. That life has its own law.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
是那个定律能拯救我们脱离罪和死的律。
Is that law that can set us free from the law of sin and death?
所以现在不是拔罪根的办法。
Now we're not eradicating sin.
现在是 counterbalance, 是制衡的方法。
Now we're counterbalancing those two laws.
不错，我们里面有罪和死的律。
Yes, there's the law of sin and death in me.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为基督的生命在我们里面。
Because the life of Christ is in us.
这个生命有圣灵和生命的律。
This life has this law of spirit and law of life.
圣灵的律。
It's the law of the spirit.
一面它是生命的律。
And it's also the law of life.
弟兄姊妹，你要顺服这个律。
If you obey that law,
就能叫我们胜过罪和死的律。
Then you can overcome the law of sin and death.
虽然细菌到处都是。
Although there are germs everywhere.
在我口腔里面很多的细菌。
I have a lot of germs even in my mouth.
也许有些病菌。
And bacteria too.
但只要我生命力旺盛。
But as long as my life is strong,
我口腔可以不流血。
I can not bleed.
我什么叫口腔流血
？Whenever my mouth
口腔就是口嘴巴里面，口腔就是。
Oh, okay. Whenever I have a wound in my mouth.
那结果你看见说我就流血了。
Then you see blood.
所以我们知道说，虽然到处都是细菌或者到处都是病菌。
You see that even though there are germs everywhere.
我可以是个健康的人。
I can still be healthy.
同样的。
So、
当基督的生命力在我们里面旺盛的时候
When the life of Christ is strong in you
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
虽然你顺着那个生命的律往前走
You follow that law of life onward
你胜过了罪和死的律
then you can overcome the lust, sin, and death.
我想在旧约里面最清楚的一个比方就是以斯帖记。
So the clearest analogy in the Old Testament is the book of Esther.
你知道以斯帖记里面有一个主角叫做哈曼。
You know that in the book of Esther, there is this character called Haman.
Haman 代表肉体。
Haman represents the flesh.
Mordecai 代表圣灵。
Mordecai represents the spirit.
所以你知道有一天哈曼他要毁灭所有以色列全族的人。
You know that Haman wants to eradicate the whole race of Israel. So he got this edict from King
Ahasuerus.
So he took the stamp of the king and stamped it on the edict.
在那年某年某月某日要签名所有属摩迪该一族的人。
So on this date of the month of the year,all the Jews would be eradicated. Because that signature is from the king of Persia. When the king of Persia stamped his seal on the edict, it becomes law. And the Persian laws are rigid.
是永远不能 reverse, 永远不能回头的。
You cannot reverse a Persian law.
你记不记得但以理的故事？
Remember the story of Daniel?
那王没有意思要把但以理放在狮子洞里。
King Darius didn't want to throw Daniel in the lion's den.
是别人陷害，是别人陷害他的。
It's his enemies that wanted to do
that. 但是因为他们，因为他出了个命令。
But because the king had this edict,
在几天之内，如果神怎样怎样做，然后他就犯了这一条的法律。
You cannot pray to anyone but the king in 30 days.
那这样的人就一定要把他放在哪里？要把他放在狮子洞里面。
If you don't, you'll be thrown to the lion's den.
弟兄姊妹，后来等到这个波斯王叫他做错了。
And the king knew that he made a mistake.
他非常非常的紧张。
And he was so nervous about it.
那天晚上啊，但以理在狮子旁边睡得很好。
But Daniel slept well beside the lion.
但是一个晚上，这个波斯王睡不着觉。
But the Persian king couldn't sleep at all.
为什么？
Why?
他的话一出去就变成命令。
Because his edict became law.
他不能够叫那个命令回转的。
He couldn't reverse his edict.
所以等到第二天早上，很早就到狮子洞旁边。
So early in the morning, he went to the lion's den.
他用很悲哀的声音说：“但以理啊，你还在吗？”
And he said with pain in his heart, "Daniel, is the God?"
结果你看见但以理还在。
Was God able to save you? And Daniel said yes. So Daniel had a good night's rest, but not the king.
所以这证明什么?
What does that prove?
证明波斯的法律是刚性的，是一去不回头。
It shows us that the Persian law is not reversible.
就像中国人所说的，一言既出，驷马难追，怎么样都追不回来。
You cannot alter a Persian law.
所以圣经用以斯帖记来给我们做比方是再恰当不过了。
So the Holy Spirit gave us the book of Esther as an analogy.
想想看。
Think about it.
根据哈曼所发出去那个律，所发出去那个诏令。
According to the edict sent forth by Haman.
就在某年某月某日。
On this date of the month of the year.
所有的以色列人统统要被歼灭。
All the Israelites must be killed.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个律是什么律?
What is that law?
当然是死的律。
It's the law of death.
叫所有的人在那天通通要死。
On that day, everyone must die.
是罪的律。
It's this law of sin.
因为哈曼谋杀了所有这些人。
Because Haman wants to murder all these people.
那是大的屠杀。
It was a mass murder.
所以我们说那个命令，那个律是罪和死的律。
So that edict is the law of sin and death.
弟兄姊妹, brothers
and
sisters, 是不能够改变。
This law cannot be altered.
所以等到后来以斯帖暴露了这个哈曼的诡计以后。
So when Esther exposed Haman's scheme,
终于哈曼被挂在木头上。
Haman was hanged on the gallow.
结果我们知道以斯帖还是来到王的面前。
And Esther came before the king.
他不是来到王的面前。
She didn't come before the king.
而是哭着求王能做一件事。
She cried and pleaded for the
king
a cause. Although Haman is dead,
但是哈曼最合适的律仍旧存在。
But the law of sin and death is still there.
结果到那一天，所有由这个以色列所有摩迪改家族的人都非死不可。
The family of Mordecai still has to die.
没有东西能够改变他。
No one can change it.
所以他就希望就求亚哈水的王能够收回那个成语。
So she pleaded with the king to take back his edict.
以斯帖可以用眼泪要软化王的心。
She tried to soften the heart of the king with her tears.
但是因为波斯的律法是刚性的，是永远不能回头的。
But still Persian laws were irreversible.
那现在以色列得拯救的路在哪里？
So where is salvation for Israel?
所以那个时候，那个时候亚哈水我就把他戒指拿下来。
So the king took off his signet ring.
就给了摩迪凯。
And gave it to Mordecai.
摩迪凯就根据王的戒指又发了另外一道命令。
Mordecai sent another edict with the king's seal.
摩迪凯是代表圣灵。
Mordecai represents the Holy Spirit.
所以这个律乃是圣灵的律。
So that's the law of the Spirit.
等到这个律出去的时候，
When the edict was sent forth,
哈曼的律还在。
Haman's edict is still around.
这个死律还在。
The law of sin and death is still there.
但以色列人可以自卫，可以从那里得到释放。
But the Israelites can defend themselves.
所以果然后来以色列人自卫的缘故，他们就完全得到释放了。
So the Israelites defend themselves.
本来他们是非死不可。
In the beginning, they were out to die.
现在他们是非活不可。
Now they must live.
感谢主，这是为什么他们庆祝普尔节。
So that's why they celebrate Feast of Purim.
他们庆祝普尔节就像今天外国西方人庆祝圣诞节一样。
They celebrate the Feast of Purim just like we celebrate Christmas.
根据他们的说法，到了将来可能还没有逾越节，但是最少将来一定根据他们的说法还有普尔节。
So they would say we may not need to celebrate the Passover, but we have to celebrate the Purim.
所以如果你把以斯帖的故事，
So if you take the story of Esther,
你把它剪下来就放在罗马书第八章这里。
If you put it in Romans 8,
那你非常清楚了。
So you'll be very clear.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们拯救的路在哪里？
You'll see the path of salvation.
今天拯救的路不是把罪和律、罪和死的律废掉了。
It's not abolishing the law of sin and death.
那个律仍旧在。
That law is still there.
仍旧在，常常在我们身体里面发动。
It will still be in the members of your body.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们都有这个经历。
We would all experience this.
我常常问我们的小孙女。
I always ask my little granddaughter.
这几天有几只老虎跑出来了。
Did you see any tigers around?
她也不说，哦，有五只。
Oh, she said, oh, I saw five tigers.
今天我好一点，就有两只。
But I have a good day today, so I only have two tigers.
我很压我的肚子。
I suppress my stomach.
结果有的老虎就被我压回去了。
So the tigers didn't come out today.
弟兄姊妹，她知道那个律怎样在她里面鼓动她的。
So she knows the law of sin and death that work in her members.
她那么小，她就懂得。
She was so young and she knows. We all know this.
当我们在肉体的时候，
When we're in the flesh,
律法所生的恶欲，
the sinful passions aroused by the law,
就在我们肢体中发动，
is aroused by the law at work in our members,
结成死亡的果
子， to bear fruit to death.
弟兄姊妹，每一个家都是应该平安的家庭，
Each family should be a family of peace.
每一个家都应该和谐的家庭，
Each family should be in harmony with each other.
你知道在美国啊，礼物都送的不结婚的人礼物都送的不重的。
You know that the wedding gifts are not very expensive.
送个被单就可以了。
You can just be wishy-washy with it.
有的时候送盘子给人家。
Sometimes you would send
gifts
and you couple plates.
有的时候你送盘子给别人，常常说一打十二个盘子送给新婚的夫妇。
Sorry.
盘子。
Okay, sometimes you would send a dozen plates to the new couple.
所以等到后来你参观他厨房的时候。
So when you visit their kitchen,
你常常想知道你送给他十二个盘子还剩下几个盘子。
You would always want to know how many of the dozen dishes were left in your gift.
很多盘子啊，当做飞碟用掉。
Because they were broken in the
fight. 你请邻居要好好听福音的。
If you want to invite your neighbors to the gospel meeting,
结果邻居啊，从窗口里面看到飞碟飞来飞去。
But the neighbors saw you breaking all the dishes.
信耶稣啊，信耶稣真是幸福啊。
And you want to tell them, oh, believing in Jesus is such a blessing. So in your own living room, you bore the fruit of death.
你知道为什么今天人有领带，男人有领带吗？
Sorry. Do you know why men wear ties?
就是因为从前的男的跟女的如果有争执的时候。
So when a man and woman fight.
因为女的有长头发，所以男的抓得住女的，女的抓不住男的。
Because women have long hair, the men can grab a woman's hair.
所以后来太太们就发明了领带。
So the wives come up with the tie and invention.
所以你抓住我头发的时候，我就抓住你的领带。
So when the man grabs the woman's hair, the woman can grab a man's tie.
你剪破我的西装，我就把整个沙发通通弄破了。
What you do to me, I'll do to you.
结成了死亡的果子。
That's the fruit of death.
但是没有多久以后。
But
两个人笑嘻嘻又跑到商场里面去。
They would go hand in hand to a shopping mall.
又买了一套很漂亮的沙发。
They bought a new sofa.
又做了一套很好的西装。
They made a new suit.
早知道如此，何必当初呢？
They're in such a harmony. Why would they fight?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？我们每天都结死亡的果子。
So daily we bore fruit to death.
许多儿女不能得救。
A lot of children cannot be saved.
就是因为父母结了死亡的果子。
Because their parents bore the fruit of death.
你记不记得尼弟兄的故事？
Do you remember the story of Brother Ni?
有一天他妈妈得救了。
One day his mother was saved.
他得救了有很大的改变。
She really changed her ways after she was saved.
当家庭礼拜的他妈妈弹琴弹了一半。
They had family altar and when she was playing piano.
他就跟尼弟兄讲。
She said to Washmini.
他说对不起。
I'm sorry.
那天我冤枉打你了。
I wronged you the other day and I beat you.
一点都没有错，你打，自从我打我那天我一直恨你。
And Washman said, yes, the day you beat me up false, without cause, I hated you.
那个死亡的果，那个死亡的果子，儿子永远记得。
He remembered that fruit of death.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为他认罪的缘故。
But because she confessed her sin.
他就想一个问题。
He was thinking.
如果全世界有一个人能改变我的妈妈，这个人我要相信。
If someone had changed the heart of my mother, I should give him some credit.
你老师们有多强吗？
Do you know how tough Sister Mi was?
强到一个地步，强到一个地步。
She was so tough.
你一定的结婚的日子要跟他们结婚的日子一模一样，同样一天才行。
Brother Ni need to get married on the same day as she did.
所以你看，尼弟兄就在这样一个强的母亲底下。
You see, Washmi was under this really tough mother.
结果改变了她。
But God changed her.
所以弟兄姊妹，结果她结了个果子。
So she bore another fruit.
那个果子是平安的果子。
It's a fruit of peace.
那次认罪。
After she confessed her sin before her son.
在中间产生了一位弟兄叫做尼陀生。
After that, there was a great brother in China that was born.
所以我们但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我相信说我们都有这些经历，都有失败的经历。
We all experience failure.
但有一件事我们知道。
But there's this one thing we know.
是生命圣灵的律。
There's this law of life and law of spirit that released us.
叫我们脱离罪和死的律。
That set us free from the law of sin and death.
罪和的死的律仍旧存在。
The law of sin and death is still around.
哈曼的律仍旧存在。
The law of Haman is still here.
我们可以过一个得胜的生活。
But we can still live an overcoming life.
我们可以完全得到释放。
We can be truly set free.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？十字架不仅对付了我的罪。
The cross not only dealt with our sin.
十字架也对付了我的肉体。
The cross also dealt with our flesh.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
慢慢你就看见说。
Do you see?
我们是被摆在两棵树的中间。
We are placed between the two trees.
如果今天你拣选生命树。
If you choose the tree of life today.
你得着了释放。
Then you are set free.
如果你拣选知识善恶树。
If you choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当我们在肉体里面的时候。
When you're in your flesh,
我们就结出了死亡的果子。
We bore fruit to death.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们只要在圣灵里。
As long as we're in the Spirit.
拣选了生命树。
As long as we choose the tree of life.
我们就有生命和平安。
We will have life and peace.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就是这么简单。
It's so easy.
所以到了第八章的时候。
So when we come to chapter 8.
你看见保罗就把那条路指给我们看。
Paul show us the way.
怎么样能够脱离罪和死的律。
How we can be set free from God's sin and death. 在我们日常的生活里面。In our daily living.
我们怎么样能天天过得胜的生活。
How can we experience the overcoming life?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
关键在什么地方？
The key.
拯救的路不是把罪根拔掉。
The key of salvation is not eradicating sin.
那是我们接受十字架同一个时候。
But it's the moment when we accept the cross.
我们接受了生命树的生命。
And along with it, the tree of life.
接受基督的生命到我们里面。
When we accept the life of Christ in us.
这个生命有它的定律的。
That life has its own law.
给我们是平安，给我们是喜乐。
It gives us life and peace.
你就是顺着这个生命而活。
And you live according to that life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见，你就能过圣洁的生活。
So you can live this holy life.
我们的生活就是实行出来是 practical holiness.
So we execute practical holiness.
你看见，这就是过去一百多年来。
So in the past 100 years,
神在开示大会里面给弟兄们所看见的。
It's what God is trying to say to his people in the Keswick Conference.
那个看见是什么？
What did they see there?
那个看见不是拔罪根，不是 eradication.
It's not eradicating sin.
那个得救的路是 counterbalance, 是一个制衡的那条路。
The way of salvation is counterbalancing that law.
是我们里面基督的生命制衡了魂的生命。
That the life of Christ in us would counterbalance the law of sin.
如果你随从知识善恶树,
If you follow the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we're not only sinners, we're also dead men. Thank the Lord. After we're saved, we're not only righteous men, but we obtain eternal life. So we let life reign in us. This living is a joyful living. This living is a living of peace. Thank the Lord. The Lord did give us the key to victory. So we have to read God's word very meticulously. We have to understand His word. So now you have the body of sin and death. In me that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. The inner man,
外面的人,
the outer man,
你把它通通放在一起,
you put them together. That's what Paul wants us to experience. May the Lord be gracious to us. Although the outward man is perishing, but our inner man is renewed day by day. This life is not only victorious,
它就长大了就更得胜,
because it grows, it would obtain even greater. We have this stage of growth. From overcoming to even more,
从完全,
to higher overcoming. From perfection to greater perfection.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
今天我们在地上,
we're on earth today. We can be truly free. So what Paul experienced, he shared with us. So when you read this passage, you cannot but identify with this passage. You will truly know Paul's problem is my problem. Can you see? His way of salvation is also our way of salvation too. So chapter 7 is a progress from chapter 6. Chapter 6 mentions sanctification. How we can escape from the problem of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Although sin cannot be eradicated, where is our hope?
It's
the tree of life. That fruit is already in us. According to this life, there is another law. The law of the Spirit of Life. Because of this law, God set us free. Thank the Lord. Not only Paul was set free. All the people after him were set free. Because this is practical. This would give you an overcoming life. May the Lord speak this word into the depths of our being. We have the final message tomorrow morning. We have to look at being in the Spirit. Being in Adam is very abstract. Whenever you're in the flesh, then you would know what it's truly like to be in Adam. You couldn't describe it at first. You experience it in the flesh. In Christ, likewise, it's very abstract. But as long as you're in the Spirit, you experience everything to be in Christ. Thank the Lord. That experience is what man has obtained after he ate of the tree of life. Thank the Lord. When we come to chapter 7, all the problems brought forth by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil have been solved. You are solved. I'm satisfied. All the sinners are satisfied. We're back to Eden and we're happy. But God is not satisfied. So God gave us chapter 8. In chapter
8,
you can see that salvation had worked itself to such a state that God is satisfied. We truly understand the salvation of God. Only until you truly understand chapter 8, you can appreciate your complete salvation.
所以主如果愿意的话,
if the Lord is willing, we will spend tomorrow morning and look at the story of the tree of life. Thank the Lord. We have to see what life is like in the Spirit. We would end here. Let us pray.
亲爱的主, 我把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we come with these words into your hand.
你何等恩待我们,
thank you for being so gracious to us.
是你自己在我们里面说话。
You spoke to us personally.
我们感谢你,
we thank the Lord.
因为你没有把我们留在黑暗里。
Because you didn't leave us in darkness.
我们求你圣灵继续做工。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would continue his work.
把这些话翻译到一个情形。
May the Holy Spirit interpret these words.
所有蒙恩的人, 不管哪一个人, 不管多年蒙恩, 或者刚刚得救,
that all those who are saved, be it recently or for a long time,
都能明白你的话,
we understand your words.
也能够明白你的话,
and would understand your revelation and understand the way to be set free, that we can be truly set free.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer in Jesus' gracious name.
Amen.